Harper Children's Audio presents The Magic Thief, Book 3, Found, by Sarah Prineas. Performed by Greg Steinbruner. Copyright 2010 by Sarah Prineas. Production copyright 2010 by HarperCollins Publishers.
Chapter 1. A wizard is a lot like a thief. If a wizard has quick hands, he can make things disappear. He can even make himself disappear. I lurked in my alley's shadows, waiting for the wizard. Winter was just beginning, and the air had a sharp edge of cold. The night was thick with river fog and factory soot, and it was quiet, nobody about. A good night for minions and misery eels. I shivered and hunched into my coat. What was taking him so long? Then I heard it. Step, step, tap. Step, step, tap. Neveri, wizard and city magister, was coming up the steep street toward me. He paused, peering into the shadows with his keen gleam eyes. Fog smoked around him. He couldn't see me. For melting into shadows, I wore dark brown trousers and the black sweater Bennett had knitted for me. My black shaggy hair hung down in my eyes. Over it all, I had on my black coat with the shabby velvet collar, the one Neveri had given me when I'd been in the Dawn Palace jail cells, a place I'd spent too much time in lately. He'd hidden lockpick wires in the collar, and I'd used them to escape. That had been almost 10 days ago. On Neveri went, step, step, and then tap with his cane past my dark alley. As he passed, I darted Featherfoot out of the shadows and...